I just opened this randomly. There is no mystery about the decline of nations. It begins with the decline of its writers. Its first symptom is the nation's failure to celebrate its writers. Why is this so? Because writers represent the unconscious vigor and the fighting spirit of a land. Writers are the very sign of the psychic health of a people. They are the barometer of the vitality of the spirit of a nation. They are the beacon on the promontory, signaling that here dwells a people strong enough to face its truths, brave enough to confront its demons, confident enough to diagnose the necessary drastic healing required for its malaise. They symbolize a people creative enough to dream new possibilities that will expand the psychic and moral resonance of the land, and free enough to launch into great new adventures of the spirit. In this way, true writers herald discovery, productivity, fertility, and resistance to spiritual despair. They embody that sublime sense of fearlessness in the challenging enterprise of civilization. When a nation celebrates its true writers, it celebrates itself. When a nation does not celebrate its writers, it does not have much to celebrate. It does not have much to trumpet about itself in the world. It has no feats of the mind and spirit that it wishes to hold up to itself and to the world as visible signs of its shining accomplishments. Such a nation declares itself barren, dull, and spiritually bankrupt. It declares that it has lost the capacity to achieve things that rouse the sleeping powers of its citizens and captures the wandering imagination of the world. A nation that does not honor its truest, bravest, and most creative, most enduring writers is a nation that has fallen out of love with itself.